Welcome to the screencast entitled Microsoft Dynamics CRM Dashboards Made Easy with SQL Server 2008 Reporting Services. My name is Simon Hudson and I am a Microsoft Dynamics CRM specialist working for Microsoft here in the UK. And for the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to be taking you through a series of step-by-step instructions on how to create a dashboard using SQL Server Reporting Services and embed that within Microsoft Dynamics CRM. Okay, so first up, we're going to use Microsoft Dynamics CRM and the report wizard just to generate a basic starter report. In this case, I'm going to call it Case Dashboard. And I'm not really interested particularly in the report itself, but the wizard goes ahead and creates the placeholder capabilities that I'm going to need to build on inside Visual Studio. So in this case, we can just remove any pre-filtering of the report. We don't need to worry about what columns we select. I'll just select one so that the report wizard can continue. And then again, a basic tabular report will be fine. And so once we have that report, what we can now do is actually export the report definition file, the .rdl file, and save it to the desktop, because this is the file we're actually going to use inside Visual Studio to create our custom dashboard. Okay, so now we have our custom RDL file. We're going to create a Visual Studio project. So I'm going to fire up Visual Studio 2008, and I've already installed the BI extensions from SQL Server, so we can create a new project type and from the menu, and we'll see that the business intelligence project's available and the report server project is the one we want to select. So I'm going to call this report server project Case Dashboard, and once I've done that, I can then import the exported RDL file that I got from CRM. So here's an empty project. I'm going to right click on the project itself, add an existing item, and then select the RDL file that I saved to the desktop earlier. And once I've got that in place, I'm ready to go to start customizing my report. So the first thing I need to do is edit that particular report file. So we're going to view that in the designer, and we'll see what CRM has generated for me. I'm not particularly interested in what's there, so I'm just going to delete everything that's on that report. So I'm going to select everything, and then delete the report itself. I've also got to remember to scroll down and delete the report footer as well, otherwise that'll disrupt the look and feel of the dashboard. So once I've done that, there's a couple of things I need to do on top of that. On the left-hand side, we can see the report data view and the various report queries that are in there. One of the things that happens when you export a report from CRM, it sets the database name to Adventure Work Cycles. So we need to just update the database, the CRM database that we're going to be working with to the correct one. In this case, the database name is Microsoft Dynamics CRM underscore MSCRM. So I just type that into the connection string. I can test the connection. That looks okay. Everything's working. And so once I've done that, the final piece to do with this report is actually to delete the query that CRM created for me, the data set. So I'm going to look at DS main. I'm just going to delete that because I actually want to go and create my own data sets. Okay, so now that we've got an empty report, I just want to start setting the report up to make it look and feel like a dashboard. So the first thing I'm going to do is just set some of the color schemes, in this case the background color. And I'm going to pick a color that I got directly from the CRM style guide in the SDK. So it's the sort of pale blue color. So I've updated the background color of the report. I'm just going to remove any margins from the report. Again, this just makes the dashboard look a little bit nicer and cleaner. Once I've changed those settings on the report itself, I can go into the report body and again change the background color to that CRM pale blue color. And it just helps make the dashboard look and feel like it's part of the CRM user interface when I surface it within CRM. So that's done, that's good. So the next thing is I actually want to start putting some content onto the report. So I'm going to start with a pie chart. So I drag the pie chart from the report items toolbox onto the form. And I'm just going to set some parameters for the pie chart. I'm going to set the chart name to be the name of, in this case, the case origin chart. I'm going to set the dimensions of the chart just to be a little bit more CRM UI friendly. So I've chosen to go with 300 point wide by 170 point deep. Again, that will just make the report look quite nice when surfaced inside of CRM. And then once I've done that, I could do some other things like set the background color. So at the moment, the default background color is white. I'm going to set that to be the same pale blue color that I've set the rest of the report. I'm going to change the chart title. Again, just going to make this chart title read case origin, which is the, ultimately the data that this particular chart is going to display. And then the final piece is just to update the chart area background color as well to make that pale blue. So quite quickly, I've got the chart, the first chart that I'm interested in. And I'm going to do the same thing again for the three subsequent charts and gauges that I'm going to put on. So here we have a chart. I've just done exactly the same thing, but this one is going to be the showing the priority of cases as they come in. So again, it's a pie chart, and I've set all the background colors. And the next chart that I'm going to use is actually going to be a bar chart. So, and this one is going to show the open cases by their age. So again, you know, set the dimension, set the background color, and then just finish off by setting up the title, which in this case is open cases. And then finally, I'm going to choose a gauge instead of a chart, just to show me a half gauge type view on what the average age of my open cases are. So a gauge, again, set the dimensions, set the background. Gauges don't have titles, so I'm going to have to drag a text box onto the report in order to be able to put the title against the gauge. So I'm just setting up a text box with the correct background color. And we're just going to type the gauge name, which is going to be average age in weeks for open reports. And once I've done that, essentially that is my dashboard. The look and feel is right, the colors, the background schemes are right, the font sizes are right, it will look very good when it's displayed inside of the CRM user interface. So before we move on and work with the data sets and queries, I'm just going to tidy up the report body and the report itself by just changing the dimensions of the body to be the dimensions of the charts and gauges side by side. So the width of the report is 2 times 300 point. The depth of the report is 2 times 170 point, so 600 point by 340 point deep. So we've done that on the body. We're going to do the same thing on the report element. So again, changing the default size that was generated when I use the report wizard, and set those report sizes to be pretty much the same size as the elements on the report. So now I can go ahead and create the data sets I need to drive the report. The first data set I'm going to create is for the case origin chart. And one of the advantages of using the CRM report wizard is that it sets up some of the parameters I'm going to need when I actually run these data sets. So the filtered incident parameter is the parameter that CRM will pre-populate with the advanced find query that runs when I generate the report. So I can use that parameter directly in my select statement. And in this case, I'm just going to be selecting the case origin code and the number of cases. So the case origin code will be, did it come in through the web channel or through email channel, etc. And then I can put the pre-filter variable in so that CRM can populate that at runtime. And then I can just test what this is going to return by running a very simple select statement and pointing it to the filtered incident view that CRM provides. And when I run this test, I can see what I'm going to get back. So I'm going to get two columns, case origin and count, and I'm going to get, email, there's 29 cases, phone 31, web 41, etc. So that is a very simple query that drives this particular data set. So my second data set is just as simple. In this case, the data set is going to drive the priority chart, the case priority chart. And again, I do exactly the same thing. I'm just going to set up a parameter and point it to the generated filtered incident parameter that CRM is going to populate at runtime. And then I just run a very simple select statement. In this case, I'm using the priority code for the case, and just testing that using the filtered incident view gives me a table with two columns again, in this case the priority column and the count column. So again, that data is going to drive the priority chart. So you're probably getting the idea of what we do next. We're going to create another data set. This data set is actually going to feed the other two elements on the dashboard. So it's going to feed the open cases chart, and it's also going to feed the average case age chart, gauge. So the query itself is slightly more complicated than the previous two queries. What we have here is a select statement that has a date diff function from SQL, which gives us the age of each case in days. And then we have a second column, which is the age range column, which is using a CRM function, FN underscore report bracket, which separates different ranges into different groups. And we're going to use a state code where the cases are open, because it doesn't make sense to have an average age where you're taking the average age of cases that have already been closed. So we're going to add that where statement to the select. We're going to test what we get. And what we see here is for every case we get a row, and it tells us the age in days is 5, and it falls into the 0 to 1 age range. The age of a 14-day-old case falls into the 2 to 3-week age range. You see the idea here. And the 28-day falls into the 4 to 5-week age range. So that's what that CRM function does for us. So again, we're just going to save that particular data set ready for use by those two elements. Okay, so we're now going to wire up the data sets to the charts. The first thing we do is drag the case origin data set case origin field to the bottom of the chart and the count field to the top of the chart, and then do exactly the same again for the priority chart. So we're going to take the case priority field, drop it at the bottom of the chart, and the count value from the data set priority to the top of the chart. So that's good, that's fairly straightforward and simple. It gets a little bit more complicated with the open cases chart. So we're going to drag the age range to the bottom. Remember the categories, 0 to 1 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and so on. And then we're going to drag the age to the top. But what happens by default, it will take the sum of the ages. And actually, we don't want the sum of the ages. So we're going to configure the formula behind that. As you can see, this is the sum of the age value field. So we're going to use some of the common functions within reporting services to return the count, the number of rows in that column, not the sum of the rows. So we're going to put count in there, and that will actually give us the number of cases open by the age range of those cases. So that was fairly straightforward, but slightly more complicated is we actually now have to update the axis names for that particular chart. So the vertical axis is going to be the number of cases, and the horizontal axis will be the age of those cases in weeks. So we've done that, that's good. So the final thing is to work with the gauge. Now this is a little bit more involved. So what we're going to do is just going to drag the age onto the data field there. And again, it's taken the sum of the age. So we want to edit that pointer property. And we don't want the sum of the age, we actually want the average age of all the cases. So again, there's a function within reporting services, average, AVG. We replace that on the expression. But we also want to turn this into an average age in weeks. So we're going to divide the average age in days by 7. So that gives us the dial, the average number of age. But if you look around the scale, we've got a 0 to 100 scale. Well, we want to change that because that isn't going to be appropriate for all values of the dial. So rather than having the fixed value of 100, we're going to use a function to change that value dynamically. So I'm going to have an if statement that I'm going to put in there. And what we're doing here is we're going to test if the average age of the cases is greater than 10, then we're going to make the dial stretch to slightly higher. So what that means is if the average age of open cases is 12 weeks or 12 and a half weeks, I want the range to go up to about 13 weeks. So I'm going to take the average age and then just round it. So then use the rounding function to round it to a whole number. And then I'm going to just add an additional 1 week. So add one, just to make it slightly higher than the gauge. If the gauge is less than 10 weeks, it's showing less than average age of 10 weeks, then just set the actual range to be 10, so that it gives me a nice sensible gauge. So finally, I want to set some rag ratings, some red, amber, green. So on the rage properties, I can do exactly the same thing. I can say, you know, red maybe starts from any average age of 4 weeks or above. And again, we don't know what that upper limit's going to be. It's going to be dynamic. So we use the same function that we used for the scale. We say if the average age is greater than 10 weeks, then red will stretch from 4 weeks all the way around to whatever the top value is. If it's less than 10 weeks, it will actually stretch from 4 to 10. So that expression goes in there. And I'm also going to set the color. So rather than using a faded gradient color, I'm going to just use a solid red color. And I can set some other properties on that particular range. But I'm actually going to change the default width of the range to be 30 the whole way round, rather than growing slightly as the range increases. So you can see what I've done there. We could do exactly the same now for green and amber. I'm going to create a new range, scale range, and this one is going to be the amber range. So from 2 to 4 weeks is where it's going to show amber. And again, I'm going to fill that with an orange color to indicate amber. And then I'm going to add another range to the gauge, and this one's going to be the green range. So again, set the properties so the average age, if it's between 0 and 2, the range will show up as green. So again, just do the same thing and set it to lime green. So that's pretty much it, really. All that's left for me to do is just test to make sure that the report runs. So we're just going to use the preview function in Visual Studio. And this is now running against the Serum Live data. And as you can see, it gives me the results I'm looking for. Okay, so now we're ready to bring that report back into CRM. So just edit the case dashboard that we created originally using the report wizard. But this time we'll just import the modified file that we've updated in Visual Studio. And that'll be the case dashboard RDL file. And once we've done that, we need to do a couple of additional steps. The first step is to make this report available to the rest of the organization. And then secondly, we also need to publish it for external use so that it can be accessed simply through a URL. And we're going to use that URL to actually update the Serum configuration files to expose this as a dashboard. So just want to test, make sure that report runs in CRM. So we've got an empty report filtering criteria. We're going to run the report. And as we saw in Visual Studio, we get exactly the same report driven from the CRM data. So that's good. So finally, we're now going to build the URL we need to access the report externally. And as you can see here, I'm getting the report server URL. And I'm accessing the report through this particular set of parameters. So I first specify the CRM database, and then a slash and the actual name of the report. So now I've got that URL. What I can do is actually update the CRM sitemap and put some additional navigation elements in to expose that report through the Serum user interface. So first of all, I'm going to export the current sitemap from the system. So this is just through the standard customization, export customization functionality. And then that saves to the desktop. I can now go ahead and extract the XML file from the zip file, and then edit that XML, customizations XML file, with Visual Studio. And for those of you who are familiar with this, this is fully documented in our SDK. But very simply, this defines the different areas and sub-areas that show up in the navigation. So I want to put the report dashboard into the customer services area of the navigation. So I'm going to create a sub-area element, give it an ID, make it available only when I'm online, so no offline access. And here's the URL that we just saw for accessing that report directly from a URL. And that's really all there is to it, except to give the navigation a name. So case dashboard is what will actually show up in the CRM user interface. So I'm going to save that customization file, and I'm going to re-import it back into CRM. So I'm going to go back to the customization tab. I'm going to import customizations. I'm going to browse for that updated file and load that into CRM. So upload that, and once that's done, that will actually have changed the CRM navigation, and so that dashboard now will feel just like a native part of the CRM user interface. So I've done that. All I have to do is hit F5 to refresh, and I'm going to navigate to the service area, and here we have our case dashboard.